USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration has formally ended the Remain in Mexico policy for asylum seekers instituted under the Trump administration. In a memo Tuesday, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas officially ended the policy, which had forced asylum seekers to stay in Mexico while waiting for their cases to be heard. President Biden had ordered a review of the policy on his first day in office, but was widely expected to end the program. And President Biden will meet with West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito on Wednesday as the two sides continue to try to hammer out a compromise on an infrastructure spending bill. Capito said over the weekend that she's hopeful for an agreement on the bill, but the White House says that time is running out for a compromise. White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Tuesday that the administration wants to see a clear direction on advancing the bill by next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Drug maker Moderna has started the process to gain full approval from the Food and Drug Administration for its two-dose COVID-19 vaccine. The company announced Tuesday that it had begun submitting data from several studies on its shot. Moderna's vaccine has been administered in the U.S. under an emergency use authorization from the FDA, with more than 124 million doses having been given out so far. A recent survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation showed that more than a third of unvaccinated adults say that full FDA approval would convince them to get the shot. Dr. Payal Patel says that makes sense. The infectious disease physician at the University of Michigan Medical School tells CBS News that it's important to address everyone's reasons for being hesitant to get the vaccine.
Yeah, if you think about the people in your own family or in your own circle, I know certainly some of my patients, everyone has different reasons about why they might not be sure that they're ready for the vaccine. There's some early adopters who are ready from the get-go. There's some people who are waiting for the evidence. And so I think it does make sense that there's some people that might be waiting for FDA approval.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A conservative group is suing Major League Baseball over their decision to move this year's All-Star Game from Atlanta to Denver. Tim Berg has more.
Major League Baseball's decision to pull the 2021 All-Star Game out of Atlanta at first faced major backlash. Now it's facing a lawsuit. The Job Creators Network has filed a $100 million lawsuit in federal court in New York. Part of the suit demands a game returned to Cobb County, Georgia. Alfredo Ortiz is the executive director of the Job Creators Network.
Frankly, didn't want to end up in courts, but we're going to do this because it's the right thing to do, and we are here to right a very, very bad wrong.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the National Institutes of Health says it's begun a new study on COVID vaccines, testing whether someone who's been fully vaccinated can receive a booster shot of a different kind of vaccine. The NIH says it started an early clinical trial to see if the three currently approved vaccines can be mixed and matched for the purpose of an additional or booster shot down the line. The study will involve 150 volunteers who have been fully vaccinated who will receive a booster shot of a different kind than they originally were administered. Dr. Anthony Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, has previously raised the possibility of the necessity of a booster shot as the coronavirus develops new variants. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.